Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of reasons in my life that I wake up and I'm grateful. And I do that on some days where some people would say, wait a minute, you know, how could you be so upbeat? Well, I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, number one. My name is Dr. Pat Basile. And I get to talk with incredible people, people like my guest today. And so, you know, here we are on the verge of like an incredible conversation with one of the, you know, what I love to say is one of the most incredible motivational speakers on the planet right now, Steve Maraboli. He's joining me as a friend, a personal coach. He is someone that not only dedicated his life and has built talk radio shows around his passion and his vision, but someone that knows what it means to put it out there up front to help other people be the best that they can be. He's joining me here today because we're going to be talking about living a great life. And what does that mean, and how do you manifest it, and what are some of the things that get in your way? Steve has been a personal mentor for me as well, has helped me see that there is a bigger picture and a picture that we could step into and help millions of people. My very special guest today, Steve Maraboli, joining us here today. You'll hear about his radio shows as well as what it means to build a better life in his organization, A Better Today, Inc. He also is someone that knows how to help women around the globe. Steve, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for having me back on, and thank you for doing everything that you do. I don't think that people realize how much you do and how incredible of a human being you are. So hearing that from you, from someone of your caliber, is a really blessing, a great blessing for me. And so thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Steve, that you and I are connected to a purpose much greater than each of us. And you talk about this a lot. So when we talk about living a great life, and we're not talking about it for me or for you alone. This is your message of empowerment for people all over the world, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's we've all been given the gifts we need, the tools we need to fulfill our purpose. And so often, you know, when I got into this, you know, so often, and continues now, that we've become accustomed to being cheerleaders for other people and celebrating their victories and seeing how, quote-unquote, great they are. And we kind of forget that we are made of the same and we are intended of the same. So my message to everyone is that you are great, you are amazing, and if you do what the people you look up to do, you can get what they've got, whether it's financially or psychologically or just anything. If you apply yourself to it with your intent and action, you could do it. So, yeah, talking about a great life, and we have a little while to talk about it today, it's going to be fantastic. GREAT is actually an acronym, G-R-E-A-T, and I'm going to go over what those letters stand for so that you at home who are listening or at work who are listening can just apply it. It's something practical that you can apply today. So I'm really looking forward to speak with you about this.
Well, let's talk about it for a minute, Steve, because, and you know, this is something that I'm really passionate about. It's looking at our lives and knowing that we can step out and take our world to a much bigger, expansive place. And so, you know, one of the questions I think that comes up a lot of times is, how do you define greatness? How do you define it in a way that captures the essence of what people are being called to do?
I think that it's something you do. you know, when all was said and done and everyone sat around and had their philosophical discussions and everyone's, you know, begun all kinds of committees and groups and stuff, when all the talking's done, I think that that void that's left and that still incomplete feeling that's left is because something greatness and success, they're not something that you have. It's something that you do. The choice that you make, and it's a really amazing thing. I always say the good news is, you know, whenever someone's feeling down or anything, or even myself, and you know this, Dr. Pat, we've had many private discussions, anytime something bad has happened in your life or something down, I always say, well, that's the bad news. The good news is you could begin to change it today. So when we get back from break, I'd love to talk to you about that.
Absolutely. Steve Maraboli, my very special guest today, living a great life. That's not just something that Tony the Tiger used to say. It's something that each of us has that tiger inside of us and wants to step into our better life. How do we go about it? Is there a methodology? Is there a practice? Steve Maraboli will share all of that when we return from this short break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show.
Sometimes your favorite shows on HealthyLife.net are on when you're busy. Maybe you're working, sleeping, exercising, eating, or meditating, and forget to listen to your favorite Healthy Life hosts. Now there's a solution. You can record or schedule a recording time of any of our radio shows direct to your PC. Then listen on your PC to the show anytime, or convert the file to an MP3 and download it to your iPod or MP3 player. The iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software offered by Abyss Media is easy to use and affordable for only $29.95. Plus, if you have any problems, you can receive free email technical support. Speaking of technical information and general info on how to order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software, you can get all of that information right on our website at HealthyLife.net. You don't have to miss your favorite show ever again. Plus, you can download your favorite show and take it anywhere you want. Order the iSound WMA MP3 recorder right from HealthyLife.net today.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of healthylife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
Healthylife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. My very special guest today, Steve Maraboli. He's been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, and you'll find out why in about a minute. Today we're talking about living a great life. Are you ready to gain control of your life and live it to the fullest? And so, Steve, interesting question. A lot of times people feel like their lives are out of control.
Absolutely. They feel like their lives are out of control because to them, to their agreement with reality, it is. They give everyone else power over them. How many of you who think your life is out of control out there give away your power? You're worried about what this person says, what that person says, and you say, you know, well, I'll be happy if this happens, and if this happens, then I'll be happy. If this happens, then I'll be satisfied. And you put all the conditions of your own happiness, all the rules on your own empowerment, you throw outside of your body on conditions that you have no control over. Strap yourselves in, folks. We're going to be talking about a great life today. G-R-E-A-T. If you've got a pen and paper, this might be the most useful thing you write down in the entire day. Dr. Pat, I'm going to start with G. Is that okay?
Yeah, I would love to.
G is for gratitude. Listen, folks, this is reality. You are a multi-dimensional person. You don't always have to be happy. It's okay that you're upset sometimes. Don't let anyone tell you you shouldn't be upset. Don't let anyone tell you you shouldn't be feeling an emotion you're feeling. Feel that emotion. But guess what? Choose gratitude. Gratitude's something that a lot of people don't realize the importance of. When you're grateful for something, think of your kids. Think of your kids when you get them something, how inspired you are to even get them more when they're grateful, as opposed to when they're not grateful. So think of yourself in a way that, yes, you know what, you're multidimensional. Sometimes you'll be happy, sometimes you'll be sad, sometimes you'll be in a good mood, sometimes you'll be in a bad mood. That happens. Conditions in life throw us those places sometimes. But if you make the choice of gratitude, you realize that this universe is balanced. There's a scientific law, there's spiritual laws, there's everything, but the universe is balanced. You'll always have something to be grateful for. And you choose it. It's a choice you make every day. You can cry or complain that roses have thorns, or you can celebrate that thorns have roses. You always have a choice. So my suggestion to you out there, it's a quick show, so I have to get to this. Things you could do, something different today. Make a list while you're at work, while you're at home, while you're sitting in the car waiting for your spouse to get off the train, whatever it is that you're doing. Make a list. It could be a short list. It could be a long list. It all depends how honest you are. Make a list of things in life you are grateful for. Not things you don't like. Not things you wish were different. But instead, things in life that you are grateful for. You know, Byron Katie, she said make a list of 10,000 things. And you're truly blessed if you can. But start. It doesn't have to be 10,000 things yet. Start at one. Then go to two. Then come up with three. And when you make this list, you'll start realizing there are so many things that you can be grateful for. So many things that you can smile about. So many things that can propel you to the next moment with a smile on your face instead of a grudge in your heart. There are so many things that you can be grateful for. So on the simple secrets of having a great life, G-R-E-A-T, start with the G, gratitude. Take a moment to just step away from all your anger, step away from your grudges, step away from the negative for a little while, and make a list of things you're grateful for. Because gratitude is an amazing energy to draw to yourself.
I love that. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Meister Eckhart, who says, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. And I wanted to ask you about gratitude as being the G in great, Steve. A lot of times we're grateful when things get delivered to us. So when we go to that place of prayer, we pray that our bills get paid, we pray for the right spouse to show up, then we go to gratitude. But aren't you talking about gratitude from a broader perspective? Not just when times are great and, you know, our shoes are shined and we're all happy, but
right.
Doesn't the G in great, in gratitude, doesn't it mean more than that to you?
It absolutely does. It's beyond what we call happiness, folks. Because if you actually think of happiness, what our society calls happiness, it's really only being enthusiastic about something new. So it's really not happiness in the sense of contentment. It's more actually happeningness. And that's why people so often happiness eludes them, because our definition of it is more that something's happening, something that you have to be enthusiastic about. And you all know that goes away. So our own definition of happiness eludes us, and it always will until we wise up to the definition we give. I'm talking about gratitude. I'm talking about seeing your situation clearly. You know, throughout history and throughout my own life, when I look back, I realize that the greatest messages have come at the greatest message. You know, I've given some of my greatest speeches, Dr. Pat. I have said some of my most penetrating words at the darkest times of my life. And I look back and I realize that, again, the greatest messages come out of the greatest messes. And if you just take a second to be grateful, not happy, but grateful in the sense of being content, that you are a part of this evolving universe, and that you play an important role in this evolving universe, and that you are in control of your life. And being grateful is going to be what helps propel you to the next letter, which is R. Dr. Pat, do I have the time to go into R?
Go for it!
R is for renew. Folks, I want you to listen to this renew part. this is what stumbles most of you. Most of you are still reliving the divorce back in the 80s and the 90s. You're still reliving that you got fired and you know, got your company downsized. You're still reliving that you were in excellent shape 10 years ago, but not so much now. You're still reliving things that simply don't exist. You need to renew. You're surrounded by people who have an old version of you, so it draws you to be like them. How many of you right now are seeking a deeper spiritual meaning, but you can't really tell your friends about it because they'll make fun of you? Well, guess what? They have an old version of you. Renewing is about restarting. It's about releasing. It's about refreshing. Not just in your mind, but in your actions and in your life. You know, I have a computer. Most of us have computers. If you're listening to this, you're on a computer. You know when your computer updates a program?
Yeah.
It updates a program and it tells you, hey, listen, there's a conflict. You know, you have to restart in order to continue in an efficient and effective manner. The computer won't let you go further unless you restart, unless you renew, unless you allow it to release the old information. It will not go further. Guess what, folks? Neither will you. Sometimes you need to renew. You need to restart. Don't you ever feel like it? Those of you sitting there, don't you ever feel like something new needs to happen? You need to renew? You need to have a rebirth. It's a new you. But guess what? You can't do that if you're surrounded by all the things that made you the old you. And this is something a lot of people don't realize. That you can't just have a new you in your mind and say, oh, that's it. It's the new me. I'm going to start eating better, and I'm going to start exercising, and I'm going to start having deep conversations, not just conversations about Sex in the City. I'm going to have some deep ones, and I'm going to meet new friends. But then go about doing your life the same way, going to the same fast food place, doing the same, same agenda and same schedule all day long. It can't be just in your mind. You have to participate in your own rebirth. And folks, here's the secret to having a successful rebirth of yourself. When you're ready for the new you, this is going to be like, you know, like the new Jan Brady. You know, it's the new you. If you're ready, a successful rebirth begins with a successful funeral for the old you.
So let's talk about that, you know, because, that's a strong word. And at the same time, Steve, there's just no beating around the bush with it. I mean, when we're talking about a successful funeral, what do you mean? I mean, have you, Steve Maraboli, have you had to bury a few things in order to give birth to that new flower?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Pat, I do it every day. I have a funeral. When I go to bed at night, I have a funeral for the day. And what's a funeral? We've all been to funerals. What do? We talk about the highs and lows. We take the messages and we take what we need and we go on and then we bury it, right? That's the way that it works. So I have a funeral every single day. Just because I was a certain way today doesn't mean I have to be that way tomorrow. So I have a funeral every day. I take the pros and the cons of the day. I embrace the cons and say, oh, you know what? I could have answered that better. I could have studied more before my radio show, or I could have answered this person's question. I could have been more attentive when I asked this person how they were doing. Maybe I was only half listening when they were answering. I take the day and I take the pros. Hey, I loved when I said this. Oh, I like this point. Maybe I'm going to stick to this. And I really take the day, and then guess what? I go to sleep. And then tomorrow starts a whole new day, unattached to the events of today, because I gave it its proper funeral. And a lot of people don't do that, which is why they meet new people, but the new people are already being judged based on the old relationship. How many women did I know has this happened to, that no new relationship succeeds, and the reason it doesn't succeed is because they never left the old one. Certain things you have to simply give a funeral to. If not, you will not be able to move on. Just like your computer will not allow you. The computer already knows I cannot go forward if I'm stuck with this old information. You have to restart and renew so that I can delete this old information in order to function properly. Folks, in order to function properly, we also need to renew, to refresh, to restart, and to release.
Steve, what happens when we don't? What, my question is, You know, we're talking with Steve Marable, my very special guest today, living a great life. We talked about gratitude, and, you know, we're talking about releasing and letting go. What happens to us when we don't release? You know, and the reason I'm asking the question, Steve, is a lot of folks have come out and sort of dissed the movie The Secret. I'm not one of those people. You know, I believe that it opened a lot of doors for a lot of people, and they'll never be the same as a result of that. And, you know, so, but my question is, you know, what is it that happens when we don't release, and how do we know that releasing is the issue?
Well, what happens when we don't release is you end up in a cycle. Nothing's fresh, nothing's new, because you're looking at it with old eyes. You know, from carpe diem, seize the day, to Marcus Aurelius and his meditations, you know, about seizing the day, to Jesus and his prayer saying, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say give us yesterday's bread. He didn't say hope for tomorrow's bread. He said give us this day. Jesus knew that you can't possibly fight today's battles on yesterday's bread. You can't possibly fight today's battles on the hope of tomorrow's bread. But instead, each day gives you the nourishment that you need to get through. Each day's position gives you the nourishment you need to get through any condition. What happens when we don't renew is we get stuck in a rut of old beliefs. And when you're stuck in a rut of old beliefs, you stop refining, you stop improving, you stop enhancing, and you fall into a rut where you're not really living, you're just existing. When you meet new people, you judge them on old things, and then you meet when you hear a new thought in your own mind, you snap back to your old agreement with reality about yourself. Nothing good happens when you don't release.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back and much more. Steve Marable, my very special guest today, joining me, Dr. Pat Basile on the Dr. Pat Show, founder and president of A Better Today, national radio host, Empowered Living, internationally published author, an amazing individual, and we are here to talk about great, not our greatness, but your greatness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I love having this conversation with my friend and colleague, Steve Maraboli. He knows what it's like to work with people to help them live life full out. Today we're talking about living a great life. Are you ready to gain control of your life and live it to the fullest? Steve, again, thank you so much for joining the show today. You know, this is a great conversation, and I love the fact that we can give people the kinds of tools that they need. So here we are today, and we're talking about being great. You know, what have you discovered, especially when we use the word great as an acronym for a process and an action to change our life? What have you learned about the E in great?
Well, you know, all of this is important. The reason why I put this acronym together is because I want people to understand how much power they truly have for themselves to shape their own life. They are the sculptor who gets to sculpt their day, and a lot of them don't realize how much power they have. And this GREAT, this is through, you know, over a decade of helping other people do the same, that I've refined this down. And, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, I'll continuously upgrade and update just like anything else. But this is something practical that you all can do now. If you're finding that you're enjoying this, if you're finding that this is helpful, share this stuff. Dr. Pat has some amazing shows. If this is one of them that you like, share it. Pass it along. That's what we need to do, is share practical information. There's a lot of information out there that simply is not practical. It's interesting, and most of it is true, and there's a lot of metaphysical and quantum research behind it, but a lot of it isn't practical, and it gets lost. Folks, this is designed to simply help you. This isn't about me. This isn't about Dr. Pat. This is about you getting out of your rut and bringing as many people with you as possible. So when we get to the E, Dr. Pat, we went over G is for gratitude, R is for renew, E is for evaluate. Folks, turn off the TV for a second. Sit down, you know, ask for a couple of minutes of quiet time from your family. If you're at home, you know, turn off everything for a little bit and just evaluate your life. Everyone is so good at evaluating everybody else's life. I want you to sit and evaluate yourself. Be alone with your thoughts for a little while. In this multimedia world, it's very difficult to do that. It's very difficult to just sit with your own thoughts. But I want you to do that. I want you to understand that if life's a journey, then it has a destination. But in order to get to that destination, you must first know where you are. If you go to MapQuest or you Google Map or anything like that and you ask for directions somewhere, if you just put in the destination, an error will come up. An error will come up and it'll say, we can't tell you how to get here unless you first tell us where you are. So you can't possibly get to where you want to go unless you first know where you are. And it's not so silly as, well, Steve, I'm sitting in my house right now. I don't mean it like that. I mean, where are you in life, in your own evolution? Where are you in your thoughts? Are you a positive thinker? Are you a negative thinker? Do you believe in yourself or do you believe in others? Have others told you so many negative things about yourself that you're beginning to believe them? It's about knowing what I call position and condition. Let me break it down simply for you, folks. Your position is that you are created by this universe. You are created by a loving and omnipotent God with a purpose of succeeding, with a purpose of living and growing, experiencing and loving, You have a purpose. That is your position. Your condition is that you live in L.A., you live in New York, you live in Texas. Your condition is that right now you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you're just making ends meet, or right now you're living that you make a lot of money, but your kids don't like you. All of that is your condition. Now, evaluating yourself is about going back to your position, realizing who you are, what you're capable of, regardless of your condition. You know, Dr. Pat, one of the saddest things to me is a lot of people consider themselves to be their condition. When I say, well, what are you? They'll even say, you know, I'm broke.
Yeah.
No, you're not broke. You're amazing. Right now, your bank account's hurting, but you can change that. You are not your bank account. You are not your condition. You know, a good way to show position and condition, if I have one more minute. If I showed you a $100 bill right now, everybody, and I held it up, I would ask you, what is this worth? And you would answer, of course, $100. That is the position of the bill. Its worth is $100, just like your worth is that you're amazing. If I were to crumple the bill, it'd still be worth $100. If I were to spit on it, throw it on the ground, call it bad names, call it, you know, selfish, irresponsible, fat, call it any other name that anyone's been called, if I were to do any of that, it's still worth $100. Although its condition changes, its position does not. I want you to be the same and realize your value, that you are amazing, you are loved. If you feel that you're not loved by anybody, there's a God that will beg to differ. You are loved, and your position is one of magnificence. Your position is one of a sculptor creating a masterpiece. Don't let anybody tell you other lies than that. You are amazing. That's your position. And when you evaluate, come home to your position so that you can realize where you are. You come to terms with what has happened in your life. You sometimes win, sometimes you lose, right? Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. You come to terms with those conditional factors, but you embrace your position and you continue on your journey.
Steve, you know, what you're talking about is so important. It actually talks to the power of perseverance. It was interesting. I had a conversation with Ayanna Van Zandt the other day on air, and I talked to her about perseverance. That's something that I firmly believe in. She said to me, it isn't about perseverance, it's about commitment. I want to talk with you when we come back from break. Steve Maraboli is my very special guest today, living a great life, G-R-E-A-T. When we come back, Steve will share some of the most important aspects to what it means to gain control of our lives and to live it to the fullest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your practice and your patients to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help you transform your practice and your life. See how beliefs affect our bodies and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences. This workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Merging Alternative and Traditional Therapies, April 11th through the 13th in Hartford, Connecticut. Call 866-303-HEAL.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of healthylife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
You choose. Programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Steve Maraboli, my guest today. It's not just about doing a good job. It's not just about having a good day. It's about being great. It's about having control of your life in a way that enables you to move beyond your stuckness and even move beyond a limited view of your life. Steve is joining me here today as someone that knows not only a lot about that from, you know, from what he teaches, but he's lived it. He and I know what it's like to be at the bottom of the barrel and wonder how you're going to, you know, pay your bills. And, you know, you could make that a way of life or not. Steve, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It's such a thrill to have you on the show today.
Thanks
for having
me. It's just
totally awesome and amazing.
It's about owning your greatness. And you're right. You know, we've been there. Listen, I've been at a point where I used to have to put free samples on my way. You know what I mean? I've been there, and it's about owning your greatness. It's about doing something different. Folks, it's about acting on your ideas, acting on your dreams, acting on your goals. And we've gone over GREAT as an acronym. The G is for gratitude, being grateful, seeing the good, seeing the great message in the message. R is for renew, about renewing, releasing, you know, restarting and refreshing your mind and your life altogether. We went to E, which is evaluating. Where are you? How can I know where I'm going if I don't know where I am? Seeing what tools you have, seeing how great you can be, and also seeing your and embracing your own limitations. And we go to A, which is for action. It's for acting as if. It's about, okay, knowing that you have goals, but then taking responsibility. You mentioned a great word before from Ms. Van Zandt, which was about commitment. It's about being committed to your goals and making sure that the actions you take reflect your goals. Folks, it is your responsibility. You know, action is planting the seed so that something may grow. I'm going to say that again. Action is planting a seed so that something may grow. Your actions plant seeds. Your actions plant universal seeds. You know, in science, they'll even tell you to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's direct ramifications for your actions. That means there are seeds. But let me tell you something, in this very intent-oriented society, once you've established your intent, understand that your intent is impotent without action. There must be the intent followed by the action. So folks, if you've been dreaming of something, if you've been thinking of something, if you've written new goal maps, if you've created a vision board, if you've done whatever it is, someone has told you to do or you've been inspired to do, understand that it cannot and will not happen unless you plant the seeds. And the only way you can plant those seeds is by taking action. I've never met anyone who was overweight who didn't intend to be healthier. I never met anyone who lived paycheck to paycheck who didn't intend to be wealthier. Intent is impotent without action. Take responsibility, folks. Take responsibility for this beautiful universe which asks you to collaborate. You know, this universe is multidimensional, and in our dimensions we have what I call a spiritual and materialistic field.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people call etheric field and human field. Whatever it is you want to call it, whatever you follow. But the truth is, there's a field of thought and a field of materialized action. And when you collaborate is when things happen. When you not only just intend to be healthier, but you follow that with diet and exercise, it is only then that you become healthier. It is not enough to just intend to be paycheck to paycheck, but when you take action to study, to send resumes, to go on interviews, to get a new job, to increase your work production or whatever, it is only when coupled with action that you actually succeed in making more money. It is not a difficult equation, but it is one that people forget to follow. Forget the collaboration part. It's not just about your thoughts. It's about your actions. And the question becomes, how committed to your goals are you? How committed to you? This is when I put it on you for a little bit. When you're sitting in your cubicle and saying, well, I want to make more money and I'm sick of living the way I live. When you're saying that, I have to ask you, how committed are you to that? Are you only committed enough to talk about it? Or are you committed enough to yourself, to your family, to your goals, to your truth, to do something about it? And if you are, then get out there. Live it. Live it. I will say again, success is not something you get. Success is not something you have. Success is something you do. Living a great life is a choice you make and an action you take. And when you do, oh, there is nothing better than that feeling.
Well, you know, Steve, what you're talking about is so important because, you know, I don't know about you, but I know there have been times in my life where I've gone out and planted some tomato plants and got real busy in my life and never watered them. Well, what do you think happened to those plants? You know, the good news is that I was able to get to them in time to at least save them. But if you ever look at a plant that's not watered, it becomes withered. It starts to look frail. That's what I hear you saying, not only about who we are from a manifestation and a physical point of view, but from a spiritual, from, you know, an ephemeral, from a point of view that says that if you plant the seed, you must water it. And if you water it and it grows, you must make sure that it stays healthy and not overcome by weeds. This is sort of a metaphor for how greatness shows up in our lives, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Exactly. See, the thing with all of this is that it does work both ways. You, right now, everyone listening, me, Dr. Pat, anyone, is the product of that collaboration. You're not necessarily a product of your thoughts. You're a product of the collaboration of your thoughts and actions. You are living as a direct result of your intent and actions, what they have been. If you want to know what you were thinking and acting like in the past, look at your life right now. If you want to know what your life is going to be like in the future, look at your thoughts and your actions now. Just the way that it works. If you want something different, folks, you got to do something different. If you keep doing what you're doing, you will keep getting what you're getting. The good news is if you want change, you can change. If you want progress, you can make progress. You can do something different. And the power to do that, the power to choose to live that way, is yours.
Well, Steve Maraboli, my very special guest today, we're talking about living a great life. When we come back, we'll be talking about how to take that not only to the next level, but to blow it out of the gate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Savitt is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. I have loved this conversation with Steve Maraboli joining us here today. Steve, let's take a minute and give out your website and also let people know how they can listen to your radio show.
Sure. Well, I have a few websites. My company website, we're very proud to be president of A Better Today. Our website is abettertoday.com. We've got programs running in almost 40 countries, and educational empowerment programs for men, women, children, for students, for anyone out there. It's all free programs, and I'm honored to be a part of this company. Again, that's abettertoday.com. My corporate information is at stevemaraboli.com. I'm fortunate to be a consultant to some of the top corporations around the planet. And very successful as a coach, so I keep it going at stevemaraboli.com. And the radio show, I love doing a radio show. We have some amazing guests, including Dr. Pat's been on a few times. Some amazing guests, and all those shows are available to listen to and download. And you can get the info on hearing it live at empoweredlivingradio.com.
Well, Steve, again, thank you for joining us here today. And for inspiring us to take that next step. You know, we've been talking about what it means to be great, and the acronym that we've been using is GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. And I think we've talked about just about all of them. I am eager to hear about the T in GREAT.
Well, you know, thank you for letting me know that my words are inspirational to some of you, but I want you all to know something about me. You all inspire me. Because we're all in this together. We all fight the same fight. And sometimes we're down, sometimes we're up, sometimes we get punched, sometimes we get kicked. Life is life, right? You all inspire me because regardless of if you're in your rut, regardless if you're just existing, not living, you got up today. You got out of bed today. You're living today. You showed up. And sometimes just showing up inspires other people. So I just want to let you all know that you inspire me because you showed up. You didn't give up. You may be battered and bruised, but you stood up. And all that the great stories of success that you hear, all it is not that they've never been down, is that they got up one more time than they got knocked down. And I'm so glad so many of you got up. You inspire me, and I want to get to the T in great. We've gone over gratitude, about renewing, about evaluating where you are, about taking actions and making sure your actions reflect your goals, not throwing away any more actions, not saying, I want to something to be different, but then acting the same as you did yesterday. We talked about that. And finally, the key, the most beautiful gift that we've ever been given, the T stands for today. It's about the only day in which you have any power. You can't shoulda done something. You can't gonna do something. You can only do. And you can only do it today. You know, so much of your energy is wasted on the ghost of yesterday and the to-do list of tomorrow. 2 days that simply don't exist. 2 days that no one asks. You know, I've been praying and meditating for my whole life, and God's never once called me and asked me my opinion about tomorrow. I'm not in charge. So I release it. You know, I love reading ancient scriptures and some of the great philosophers and teachers. And I read about, you know, Jesus saying, give us this day our daily bread. Or Jesus talking to his disciples and telling them not to pack anything for their journey, because each day will give plenty of sustenance. Each day will give the nutrition. I mean, just beautiful about releasing and about embracing today. But you folks, you don't have to have a great year. Just have a great right now. You don't have to quit smoking for the rest of your life. Just quit smoking today. You don't have to start eating better for the rest of your life. Just start eating better today. And if you attack it and approach it the way that we as humans are designed to approach something, one day at a time, think about your stresses, folks. You're not stressed about today. You're stressed about stuff that you said or did yesterday, or repercussions of it, or the insecurity of tomorrow. It's when you just focus on and tackle the events and conditions of one day, that stress starts to go away, because you start realizing that I can start hacking away at it. I can start rectifying it by taking actions today. So no more waiting. Today is the only day you can do it, so do it now. Make today different. If you don't know what to do, just make it different. Make today different somehow from yesterday. What I do is I wake up, and I view this, it sounds a little corny, but it's the truth. Each day is brand new. Every spiritual book I've ever read says that. It may take 400 pages to say it, but that's basically what it says. Each day is brand new. So I wake up in the morning with a treasure chest at the foot of my bed. I open this chest, and inside there are gifts. Unexplicable amount of gifts, immeasurable amount of gifts that I get to open and play with and experience and laugh about and cry about. All kinds of experiences I get to go over, and I get to do this all day long until finally I lay in bed and I think about it, right? I have that funeral. I think about it, and I think about all the things I experienced in the course of the day. I go to sleep, I wake up the next day, and there's a brand new chest of gifts. Brand new chest of blessings at the foot of my bed. Just because I've been playing with the same one since 1984 doesn't mean there hasn't been a new one at the foot of my bed every morning. I just haven't been focused on it. Folks, today is the day you get to squeeze it for all it's worth. Exhaust yourself drinking the fruits, the juice of the fruits of today. And then go to bed and do it again tomorrow. The option to live a great life is yours. It doesn't matter if you didn't do it yesterday. If you want to be a better parent, a better sibling, a better spouse, a better coworker, a better boss, a better anything, if you want anything different, embrace your greatness and make those changes today. Dr. Pat, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Steve Maraboli, you are absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for inviting us to step into the world of greatness. Steve Maraboli. Steve, let's give out your website one more time.
You can go to abettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, or empoweredlivingradio.com.
All right, everyone, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll finish up with our wrap-up right here on The Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
church is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And thank you, Steve Maraboli, for a fabulous, fabulous show. You know, there's another one of my favorite gratitude quotes, and it's by John Kennedy. And it is something that stuck with me for a long time, and Steve really, really drove this point home. And the quote is this: as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. That's what today's show on Living a Great Life is about. I want to thank each of you for joining us here today. Don't forget to check out over 1,200 archives on the Dr. Pat Show website, www.drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. Until next week, remember, step out there, plant the seed, grow the plant, become hardy in the greatness of your life. We'll see you next week.